Hey, Roxy.
Hey, James.
How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know why?
Why?
Because Creepy Kingdom has officially launched a Patreon account.
Patreon? What's Patreon?
Well, let me tell you, Patreon is a way that the listeners of the show can support us.
So, like a Kickstarter?
Not exactly. Kickstarter only is a one-time thing. On Patreon, our listeners can support us every month. And in exchange for them supporting us, we will give them special, super awesome prizes.
How much do they have to pay to support us?
They can pay whatever they want. You could pay $1 a month. You could pay $10, $100. It's up to them.
That's really cool. So how can Creepy Kingdom fans find this Patreon thing?
Well, you could go to creepykingdom.com and check the show notes on our recent episodes, or you could go to patreon.com/creepykingdom. That's patreon.com.
I'm going to go check it out right now.
Me too.
Monster Movie Media presents.
This is Corey Burton, the voice of the El Rey Network. And the Haunted Mansion Holidays, and of course Captain Hook, and many others. And you're listening to the Creepy Kingdom Podcast.
Greetings and welcome to episode 85 of the Creepy Kingdom Podcast. A podcast all about the creepiness of the Disney films and theme parks. I am your host, Mr. James H. Carter II. And I may be sick, I may be a little under the weather, but I am here for you to bring you this awesome episode of the Creepy Kingdom Podcast. Coming up in this episode, we take a look at all the brand new Star Wars offerings that are now available at Disneyland. There also are some at Walt Disney World as well, but we did not cover those. But there were a lot of them at Disneyland. And we go there live on location to experience and discuss them all. On the day this is released, it is December 18th, 2015. Is the day that the brand new Star Wars film, The Force Awakens, is released. So it's a very appropriate day to release this episode, as we don't really talk about Star Wars on this show. But it's the release date of the new film. It's all about the parks, not about the film. I can't think of a better day to do it. On top of all that, it is my birthday, and I will be seeing the brand new film at Downtown Disney, at Disneyland, and then spend the rest of my day in the parks. So, for some reason you happen to listen to this earlier in the day on December 18th, come say hi. But before we get to all that, I do want to let you guys know about Minxmas 2015. That's right, the Disney Dream Girls podcast are doing their annual Christmas event where they ask their Disney podcasting friends to create mini episodes dealing with Disney and Christmas, counting down to Christmas Day. The Creepy Kingdom Minxmas episode, as of right now, has already been released. It's out there, but in case you haven't heard it, I'm here to tell you that you should listen to it. And you can find the link on our website while checking the show notes for this show, going to our blog, or by going to DisneyDreamGirls.com. We will not be doing a Christmas show this year, so this is your only chance to get some creepy Christmas Disney goodness, Minxmas 2015. So now, without any further ado, let's begin. Let me introduce everyone here. Here with Cupcake Terror.
Hey, how's it going?
And Sarah Boney.
Hello.
And we are, I forget, is this, what was the new name of this place? Oh, they changed it for Star Wars.
It's still Tomorrowland Terror.
It's still Tomorrowland Terror.
Okay, that's where we are. But yeah, we're going to be talking about all the stuff here for Seasons of the Force.
So awesome.
So, we've done a lot of things.
All the things.
But there's a few things that some of us have done, some of us hasn't.
So
what haven't we done?
Well, yeah, you haven't done Star Tours.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't seen the new stuff.
Yeah. I think that's next up.
Yeah, that's next.
All right, so we'll revisit that a little bit later. So, so all the new offerings are, of course, they had updated scenes to Star Tours. There's Hyperspace Mountain, a Star Wars layover Space Mountain. Path of the Jedi 4D or interact. It's not 3D at all.
No, it's not 3D at all.
No.
But, which is actually a nice relief because I'm getting tired of everything being in 3D.
Right, it's not 3D, but it's...
it's experience.
There's stuff in there. The seats rumble.
A little bit, yeah.
Path of the Jedi film. And then there's the brand new Star Wars launch bay that is open. That's where we met Darth Vader and Chewbacca.
We should start off right there. First, we'll talk about how we met Chewbacca.
Did we meet Chewbacca?
Well, we were standing in line, and we were all kind of excited and talking about lightsabers and different lightsabers. And of course, we're on the light side of the launch bay, so we had all the good guys. And then we walk into the little room. And they shut this wall behind us, and I think it's so that no one hears Chewie. I don't know why. They shut us in this room. And then James sees Chewbacca. At first I thought he was laughing at the family in front of us, like, oh my god, they're so good. And then I really, no, James is really excited.
Chewbacca was cracking me up.
Really
it was so
excited.
Ridiculous.
It was. And he was huge. He was like... He was Peter Mayhew tall, so I don't know if, like, the person that they have is actually that tall, or if he's on stilts, or she, maybe, who knows. Yeah. He was flipping cool.
And super friendly and amazing.
He was, like, super excited to see us. Yeah, yep. I got two hugs from Chewbacca. It was quite an awesome experience. And the cool thing that they do, is that they close off the door. There's only a few people in there, the people ahead of you and then you. They don't really rush you through. I don't feel like that. I really feel like you have a moment to like hang out with them.
That's what it was. Yeah, I didn't feel like that.
But that's what most,
you know, a bunch of people staring at you while you have your interaction and getting mad because, you know, they want to be next. Hurry up and get out of the way.
But that's with most of the character experiences, it seems, now at Disney.
Now, lately.
When they have them in rooms that they don't rush you through, they just chat.
Yeah.
And it's nice. You actually have a moment
to do stuff, And to, you feel like you've met a celebrity. But you actually get more time than if you meet a real celebrity, where you only get like 5 seconds.
So yeah, we're gonna play the audio of us meeting Chewbacca.
James laughing. Chewie.
It's a little too much.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Do you want to hug Chewie?
I do.
Right in there.
I was saying.
Yeah, we'll let you go here. Yeah, be like kids.
Hi, there, my friends.
Hi.
Hi there. Just go ahead and put your luggage right over on the other side.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Chewie. Hello. Oh. Yeah. I think you are so much better.
Yeah. Very nice.
Hey, Chewie!
Yeah.
Right, that's good.
Right. Look here, please.
And? I definitely gotta do this one. Okay. Ready, one, two, and... I'm not Swagler, I'm sorry.
Bye bye, good to meet you.
Bye. Still happy.
Thank you. I got your card. I got two hugs.
Oh god.
I mean, another thing about Chewbacca was he really did the Chewbacca sound.
He did, yeah. When I hugged him, he made the sound, and I had that moment where I was like, oh.
Yeah, and he was almost cooing, too, at points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was pretty impressive costume, I have to say. I really felt like I was meeting Chewbacca.
It looks completely seamless, right? Because you're always looking for those things, like, oh, there's the opening of that costume, and that's where this is, and it doesn't really fit this person, but it definitely, it looked like Chewbacca. It was super soft.
Yeah, because we got Chewbacca in there, got nestled in there, and his hair was all up against my face.
And it actually, he shed on James.
He shed on me. I had some Wookiee hair.
Some Wookiee hair on
you. I think you still do.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Right, oh, yep. That might be Shannon here.
Yeah, not Wookiee hair.
Not Wookiee hair. Shannon does not have Wookiee hair.
So that was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
And Sarah, why don't you talk about this camera that you have?
So I have the Star Wars camera that uses not digital but actual film still. I got it in the early 2000s, and it is Star Wars.
It's like one of the things that, like, it looks like the binoculars.
Yeah, it's the binoculars that, like, Luke uses on Tatooine.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's legit Star Wars. But,
it's in the canon.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've and you can take pictures with Episode 1 characters. I mean, it's Episode 1, so eh.
Who's in
but
there?
Still, it's pretty cool. There's Obi-Wan, Qui-Gon, Jar Jar, Anakin, Darth Maul. I think that's all of them.
So they're superimposed over your pictures when you get them?
Yeah, so they can be in the picture with you. Kind of like Disney Magic pictures where you can have a picture with Tinkerbell in your hands. Yeah.
What? You mean we're not actually holding Tinkerbell?
No, you are. You're totally holding Tinkerbell.
Oh, yeah, that's what I thought. I just thought
it's Disney Magic.
I just wanted to... Yeah,
Disney Magic.
I just thought I couldn't see her from this angle.
She's so thin.
She's so thin. We need to eat more Tinkerbell.
Paper thin.
Yeah, she needs a sandwich.
She needs a fairy sandwich.
All right, back to the movie. That was about it for Chewbacca. I don't think there's anything else that really happened there.
He stood, I stood under his elbow. Or not his elbow, his armpit.
His armpit, yeah.
I was like, good gracious,
did
it, dude.
Did his armpit smell?
No, he did not have smelly Wookiee armpits. He did not smell like wet dog.
Or like a pine needles? He didn't smell like pine needles?
Oh, no, he didn't smell like pine needles. It's very sad.
His fur kind of looks like pine needles, too.
It does. That's why I think it would smell like pine needles.
Yeah. Maybe they should have a pine scent.
He is a Christmas tree.
He's one animated Christmas tree.
So, the wait wasn't too bad. It says like a half an hour.
Yeah, it was only...
When we were done, when we left, it was exactly 30 minutes.
Okay.
From getting in line to leaving. It was 30 minutes, exactly. Because I forgot to turn that slip in.
Oh, yeah. And,
so the wait was probably about 25 minutes.
Oh, 25. Okay, because Katie was hired to... not hired.
Hired, yeah. They gave me a paycheck to check the wait times there.
When you send them a queue, they give you a thing that so they get accurate wait times.
Yep.
But Katie was so excited with Chewbacca that she forgot.
I totally forgot. I got in there and I'm like, oh, I have to give this to them. Okay, cool. I got to have my hand down it and everything. And then there was Chewbacca.
It was
James
definitely
giggling
a bit,
and me. And I was like, oh, and then I reached in my pocket. I'm like, oh, oops. Sorry, Disney.
Whoopsie.
I failed you on my... my guest relations? I don't know. Whatever. I'm smelling french fries.
Under human cyborg really relations?
Yeah.
All right, let's keep it Star Wars.
I'm sorry. I'm smelling french fries right now. I think I might get some after we're done.
Okay.
Oh, speaking of the food that they have at the terrace.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Oh, my God.
The dark side eclair that they have. It's adorable looking. It looks like Darth Maul.
Okay.
Like, it's so cute. And it has a hot chocolate filling.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's horrible.
It was hot?
It's horrible.
No, it wasn't.
No, it's
hot,
bad.
It, just...
it tastes horrible.
It had like bad consistency.
Really?
Oh.
I think we might have gotten a bad batch.
Okay.
Well, I don't know.
I did have the Dark Side Burger. I'm forgetting.
Yeah.
What, mm-hmm. I guess we could go look, but it was a few weeks ago. What was on there? Was it jalapenos?
Black bun. And,
black bun. Yeah. Had like chipotle thing. I think it was the sauce was chipotle.
Okay.
And then there was something hot cooked into the burger itself.
Yeah.
And then there was something else hot on it.
Did you guys have that?
Katie did.
Yeah.
What did you think?
It wasn't spicy though. Whatever one I got was spicy. It was good. It was decent. I mean, it, you know, for food here at Disneyland, it's that, you know, the walk up quick meal thing. I liked it. It was good. Yeah. It was good for kind of service. It's actually a little bit better than what it used to be, but I think it's also the addition of the black hamburger bun and that it's Star Wars themed.
Just automatically tastes better.
It has a Star Wars wrapper, so it's just automatically better.
Did you guys get anything else?
I got the vegetarian Wicket burger thing that had a portobello mushroom on it.
And do you think that was worth $11.99 or?
Yeah, I mean, it was good. I mean, as far as like a vegetarian option, I thought it was really good.
Yeah,
cool. I've definitely had worse in the park in earlier years. I think that Disney's food level has definitely gone up in recent years to where what it used to be was absolutely horrible, and now it's. Tastes a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
So
right on.
We should talk about Darth Vader. Can we talk about
we start talking about the foods, but we didn't talk about Darth Vader. Let's go back in the launch bay.
Back in the launch bay.
Darth Vader was good, but I feel like I don't know.
His helmet was a little too small.
I thought
that was just me. I was just looking at things, and judging. I was judging.
Well, we gotta judge whoever portrays.
It's like an Anakin Darth Vader helmet. It's a little smaller. It was a little smaller one versus the original Darth Vader, but it was a little longer.
I thought the actor that played Darth Vader was smaller too, but whatever.
But
he wasn't too big, but
it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was really cool.
I thought going in there was kind of cool. It kind of made it seem like. You know, everyone was really in character more in the Darth Vader room than in, you know, I don't know why.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like the handlers, how they act. Yeah, definitely. They were a lot more fun. I think it was just more laid back.
The ambiance was cool.
So. Yeah. And the fact you're walking onto the bridge, and they say like as you walk up the line, you see Darth Vader's picture and the commander's on the bridge.
Right.
That was pretty damn cool. Yeah. It was really good.
And when we walked in, we just kind of. He stood there. He just kind of like paced around, and we didn't know what we were supposed to do.
Like,
are we in trouble?
I know.
Have I failed you?
Have
I failed you for the last time?
For the first time. Again.
For the first time. For the last time. For the first time.
Again. Yeah. So it was. I don't know. I felt like meeting Chewie was a lot more fun. He seemed like excited.
He was more bubbly.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not gonna have a bubbly Darth Vader.
That'd
be weird.
Yeah, that would be weird. I probably would have been like, who are you? What has she done? What have you done with the Sith Lord?
Yeah, he doesn't. He doesn't want to do bubbly.
Vader doesn't do bubbly.
I'd imagine he did speak to us, and we're going to listen to us meeting Darth Vader right now.
I will assume your presence here is no coincidence.
No.
Neither is mine. Let us dispense with the pleasantries.
Let us.
Capturing your fish right here.
All right,
image capturing. I believe I
yep.
I made myself clear. You would do well to heed my warning.
Aye, sir. Thank you for supporting the Empire. That was your image advice.
Thank you very much.
Fascinating one indeed.
Thank you, Lord Vader.
Thank you for supporting the Empire.
Use the force to push it.
Force push.
And spin to exit. Spin to exit.
I think it was just kind of like pre-programmed.
Yeah,
it sounded like canned stuff.
Which makes sense, but it would be interesting to see if it was possible for the actor to have control over what he was going to say.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it depends on the actor. If they can do the voice, then they'll allow them to.
I don't know. Well,
maybe.
I don't think so.
But it's just probably easier to have the canned phrases.
Yeah. Never know.
Well, we met him.
We met him. It was good. We got some pictures. There. Yeah.
I am so disappointed we didn't meet Boba Fett.
Yeah, Boba Fett wasn't here today.
Where was Boba Fett? He's probably out on bounty.
Yeah, he's got to make that money.
Disintegrating things, not taking names.
Who? Where were we when they said don't disintegrate anyone? Where was
that? Oh, that was in the movie, the Force thingy.
Oh, that was it, yeah. Yeah. And Path of the Jedi.
Yeah, Path of the Jedi.
The Force thingy.
The Force thingy. They're all Force thingies.
They're all Force thingies. It is just not the Force. Yeah, Force thingy number one was Force thingy number two.
So what did you guys think of the launch bay itself?
It was awesome.
I thought it was cool. It was kind of half museum, half gift shop.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of things, of course, to buy because Disney is big on merchandising. But they also had items from the movies, from the original, from the prequels, and from the new ones.
Yeah, they have a lot of things from The Force Awakens.
Yeah, they had the speeder. Yeah. They had Rey's speeder.
Mm-hmm.
And then
so props, costumes.
Well, and a lot of those costumes
miniatures.
You could buy, too.
Yeah, a lot of the costumes
you
could buy.
Yeah, the $4,000 Darth Vader costume.
Yeah, the $3,700, what was it, Imperial officer, the green outfit.
But Han Solo's costume was only like $500.
I also didn't think it was very good, but whatever.
But it was only $500.
Yeah, well, there you go. I guess you get what you pay for.
No refunds on that set.
Yeah. Once you put it on, you can't take it back.
No.
Asterisks.
I have noticed, though, a lot of people buying the Star Wars umbrellas.
Well, the ones that
they light up, the stem lights up, and the umbrella opens, so it's kind of like from Blade Runner.
Okay.
Like the ones from Blade Runner, but it's a lightsaber hilt. And it has either an Imperial or a Rebel symbol on the umbrella part itself.
Okay.
Which is pretty cool because it lights up. But those were, what, 60 or something?
I didn't see those. You can kind of get them.
Yeah, you can get them off Amazon.
Yeah.
But last night it rained pretty hard, so there's a lot of them out.
Okay.
Yeah. So they did big sales on those. Big sales.
It's probably the only umbrellas they got, right?
Well, it's actually really cool if you're walking at night.
Yeah, it's
because
really
then people
cool.
can see you. And
Right.
Yeah. That's good. What else was there? Just walking around, seeing all the stuff. And
Yeah.
Yeah, the video games on display. Yeah.
The life-size Yoda. I've never thought about how big Yoda actually was.
It's
and so, like, standing there and looking at him, like, he really was tiny. He's a little guy.
He's not that tall, judging by his size.
Yeah.
Do not?
Yeah. Judge me by my size.
Judge me by my size, not.
I don't know what
not.
It is. Do not.
You just have to end your sentence with what you would have originally started
it
with.
That's what it is. Yeah, my brain, I can't talk to
it. Okay, no, it's Yoda speak. I don't think
anybody gets the name
Yoda speak. one thing that I don't think you guys saw, I watched it the other day, was they had a 10-minute film that kind of talks about the preparation of making the new movie.
Yeah, I wanted to watch it, but I think we just walked in, too, to the launch bay.
It's just when you walk in. It's just like a looping movie that's over there.
Yeah.
So, it's pretty cool. It's like a 10-minute movie. And it's
about it, how they made the movie, or is it, like, background leading up to how they made it?
Yeah, oh, it's just a mix. It's kind of like, it was like a very brief mention of the Star Wars land. No new information that's in it or anything.
And wait to see what they're going to do. I can't wait to see some of, like, the blue sky stuff that they come up with. Because, I mean... Well, blue sky, anything is a limit, right? And they take all the information and turn it into something tangible.
Well, yeah. Well, we're going to need to talk about the Star Wars future when we're done with all this for sure. But yeah, I guess that's basically the launch bay there.
Yep.
Upstairs is... this is in the former place where Interventions was, so... upstairs is now turned into Superhero HQ.
I kept calling it Nerd HQ.
Well, sorry, it is kind of nerdy, too.
Yeah, it is.
Of course, this whole place of Disneyland is kind of nerdy, too.
Yeah, it really is.
So.
Yeah, it's like, it's Launch Bay and all that.
You got Star Wars, you got Marvel, you got Mickey.
Yep.
You got Tinkerbell.
Tinkerbell's pretty nerdy, huh?
Super.
Yeah.
Super nerdy.
Well, if you saw how my mom freaks out over it, then yeah, it's pretty nerdy.
Okay. Yeah, unfortunately, we didn't make it to Pixie Hollow today.
No. No, that's cold. It's too cold.
All right, let's move on to the film, The Path of the Jedi. This is in the former Tim's Marlin Theater where Captain EO was, where they do movie previews.
And honey, I shrunk the audience.
I shrunk the audience, of course.
I love that one. I thought it was cute.
It was there forever.
It really was. A little too long. I was like, we're not this awesome. This is not awesome anymore. Yeah, Path of the Jedi was good. This is the only way that I've seen anything having to do with episodes 1 through 3 that looked good.
Yeah, it made the entire thing look amazing. It was an amazing movie, just in general.
In short, just explain, it's kind of like it's a condensed version of Luke's story, really.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they took out all the stuff that people didn't like, too.
Yeah,
like,
Jar Jar was not there.
Jar Jar wasn't in it. Midichlorians wasn't mentioned at all.
Thank God.
They just talked about the Force the way it was in episodes 4, 5, and 6.
Which is beautiful, because that was Alec Guinness's voice, and he had such a wonderful voice, so it was nice to hear him speak those words and on this gigantic screen, and as they're playing it, they're playing all the best parts of the movies.
Yeah,
it was gorgeous. Whatever.
It was very good editing, I have to say. It made it. I mean, it makes me want to watch the prequels and, of course the originals, but watch everything again before the new one comes out in, next week?
Yeah.
A few days.
Yeah. Oh, no, literally in a few days.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's this week.
It's Monday. It's this week.
Oh. Yeah, we're recording this on the 14th, so and this was going to be released on the 18th,
nice.
So on the release day of the new film.
Happy Star Wars Day!
Oh, nice.
What's going on?
We get the show.
Oh, is this the Jedi Training Academy starting
Jedi
right now?
Jedi Training Academy, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually really cute.
And speaking of the Jedi Training Academy, they've added a new Sith to the mix. It's not Darth Maul that's fighting against the kids with Darth Vader. It's,
I don't know her name.
Cobra
She's
Commander.
From Rebels. She's in Star Wars Rebels.
Okay. So, yeah. It's...
At first, I thought it was Rilo Ken. I'm like, Kylo Ren. Kylo Ren. I've been doing that all day. I did it with Yoda.
Yeah, that
don't get it. Anyhow, at first, I thought it was Kylo Ren, but then I realized, I'm like, nope, that's a girl.
Yeah, and the helmet was different. It was, pointed in the back.
Yeah. So
but it looked very Cobra Commander.
Yeah,
so
very much. Well, if anybody has any Star Wars...
I just walked around saying, Cobra!
Well, I guess she's from the cartoon Star Wars Rebels, which none of us watch, so we don't know who she is, but...
Yep. Terrible.
We had mentioned it was a good idea that they revised the show, because it's mostly really young kids that do the Jedi Training Academy, and those are the ones that watch cartoons, so...
Yeah.
It was cool to switch
it's something,
up.
Yeah, it's something they can... How do you, what's the word I'm looking for?
Well, so they can connect to it.
Yeah, they can connect to it. Yeah, definitely. So.
And Darth Maul did show up in the end and did a little dance routine.
Interesting.
with his double sided lightsaber.
He went through his.
Yeah, he did his little twisty contest. Thing that Ray Park likes to do, the fancy staff stuff.
He didn't actually jump around like Ray Park, though.
No.
No.
But, it was pretty cool still, to see Darth Maul.
Darth Maul's rad.
Yeah, Darth Maul's amazing.
Whatever. Yeah.
I love him.
Who doesn't?
I know.
Well, maybe the people on the light side.
Oh, yeah.
The light Jedis. Yeah,
those people.
Whatever.
They don't matter. They all died anyway.
All right. Well, it's Creepy Kingdom. We could talk about that.
Yeah, we could.
We could celebrate that. Anyway.
Star Wars
death. Oh, they did. It was episode 2. They all died.
Spoiler alert.
I hated that. Okay, if you have not seen episode 2, 1, 2, and 3.
Jeez.
Even if you don't like it.
Anything more on Path of the Jedi?
No, I think the rest of it is experiencing it. If you're able to get to the park and see it.
Yeah, they have the rumble effect. They have, at one point, you go through two points you go through hyperspace, and they do air in your face.
Yeah.
So it feels like you're actually going.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
They have the light effects
on
the sides. So if something explodes on, the left side of the screen, there's a light that goes off on the left side of the screen.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, it's like bigger than it is.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Than just on the screen, like you're in it. Which is pretty cool.
It's like the 4D type thing, that concept.
Yeah.
Sight, sound.
Right, right. That's why I said 4D, but it's not 3D.
Yes. It's 3D, but
no glasses.
No glasses.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
I kind of felt like it was just a good crash course to get people all ready for Force Awakens. I
mean, yeah.
If they had never seen a Star Wars movie before, it's kind of like, here's one element it would let up. It certainly wasn't like everything that was in every Star Wars movie, but it was just kind of enough. And Sarah, you had mentioned they had very few clips of Force Awakens in there. You said that was the first time you'd seen the clips because you didn't want to watch the trailers for them.
Yeah, I wanted to be super surprised about the new Star Wars movie. I mean, I love Star Wars like with a mad passion. And I was excited that Disney was going to do more Star Wars after Lucas said, you know, there's not going to be any more. There's not going to be any more. I was a little hesitant. But I didn't want to know anything about the new Star Wars. I want to be completely surprised.
Wow.
And yeah, that was the first time I saw it, and it looked gorgeous. I was holding back tears. Of course, the first time I rode the new Star Tours, I cried three times.
You mean so Adventures, not the new one that for
oh no no no
of the Force. You mean
yeah.
No,
when they did Adventures Continue.
Yeah, the Adventures Continues. Yeah. After they closed the original. Because I was deathly afraid, you know, they were going to just ruin it, because that was my favorite ride. Yeah. I mean, Star Tours, what are you doing here? This is a combat zone. It's restricted. Ease off on your main thrusters.
No, the ride or anything like that.
And so I was deathly worried, and I went on this ride, and it was amazing, and I just cried.
Aww.
I just cried. So, yeah, seeing the new clips from the new Star Wars, you know, I was holding back tears, because I didn't want to mess up my makeup.
That's really what it comes down to. Don't screw up the makeup.
Yeah. So now I know when I go see the movie, not to wear any makeup, because it's just going to end poorly.
Yeah, because if you haven't seen the trailer, you haven't seen some key things that I don't even think is in this Path of the Jedi movie. That
there's a lot in there.
That's in the trailer that you'd be like, oh.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Roxy.
What's up, Roxy?
Have you guys ever wanted to go to Akron, Ohio?
I've always wanted to go.
Well, did you know that on Monday, December 28th, in Akron, Ohio, at the Akron Main Library, they're showing the Dark Side of Disney documentary?
No way. That's awesome.
That's totally awesome. Now I definitely have a reason to go to Akron, Ohio.
Right? That sounds like the best reason ever to go to Akron, Ohio.
Wow. So what time does it start?
It starts at 7 p.m. and goes until 9 p.m.
Wow. Well, where is it? I mean, we're not just going to go to Akron, Ohio and just wander around aimlessly.
No. It's at 60 South High Street, the Akron Main Library in Akron.
I'll be sure to bring my own popcorn.
No, they sell popcorn there. I mean, come on. How do you think the library makes its money?
Oh, my bad.
Well, the doors open at 6:30, and it's $10 to get into the event. So we really hope to see everybody there for this awesome movie.
So is it just a screening, or is that all we get? What else is going to happen?
There's a screening, and then it's followed by a Q&A with the filmmakers and some of the people in the film.
Wow. That's awesome.
Hey, guys, aren't you both in the movie?
We are.
We totally are this movie.
Awesome. It was a lot of fun to make, and I really think that anyone who's a Disney fan should go and see it.
I think anyone that's even if you're not a Disney fan, go see it. I think everyone on Earth should all gravitate to Akron, Ohio on December 28th. To see the Dark Side of Disney documentary.
That's a great idea. See you all there.
So while we've been sitting here, Emerald Jedi Training Academy has started.
And it's adorable.
They're learning how to defeat the dark side right now.
Which is lame because the dark side always wins.
Anyway, so the other thing we didn't talk about yet was Hyperspace Mountain.
Awesome.
That was amazing.
Awesome.
Get a fast pass. That line's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I thought it was pretty incredible. Like going up the lift hill to the Star Wars music, that was really cool. And it looks like you're in the middle of battle as you're flying through Space Mountain, which is really all you really wanted, you know.
Yeah, that's all you want as a Star Wars fan is, oh my god, yes.
You get to be in a dogfight.
And one of my, there's one part of it that actually makes the entire ride for me. And there's a part where you go down a hill and then you, it looks like these three laser blasts almost hit you and you see the blast going. And then they're on the wall, and I'm like, that is incredible.
Yeah.
Like, it seems like they're shooting at you, almost got hit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this year it seems they've upped Ghost Galaxy in the projections, and they've just gone from there and then made Hyperspace Mountain so amazing.
That's what ever since it's in the background. You keep going.
Just amazing!
Yeah, there's, it was like this is really, it's a really special treat. It's not, it's not really like a half-assed.
No,
it's almost
not at all. They did a really good job with it.
And everywhere in Tomorrowland, I mean, they're just pumping in Star Wars music, and it's just amazing. It just makes me. What was that? Okay, it just make it. It's just so exciting. And the Star Wars fan in me is just giddy with excitement because it's just amazing. I just want to stay here forever. So, even though it's freakishly cold, I just want to stay here forever.
Yeah. It's weird. Southern California, this is very cold
for
Southern California.
Yeah, it gets pretty chilly today. Mm-hmm. But other, I don't know, tomorrow will be 100 degrees. So.
No, 70.
Welcome to L.A.
Welcome to hell.
Yeah.
Right. All right, yeah.
So the only thing that, that's left is we need to, you guys have to write Star Tours so we can give a review of that.
Yeah, of the new stuff.
Yeah.
And see if it is random right now or.
Well, as I said, I've written it twice since it's reopened, and it was the same exact thing both times. They were both planets that were new. I assume they're from the new movie. And it's one of those things where it seemed cool, but I didn't know what it was, so it was just like...
Yeah, you can't really get excited. You're like, oh, I know it's Star Wars, but I don't know, like you said, what context it's in.
Yeah.
So I have no idea, you know, if I should be excited or what kind of actual place this is. You know, like Naboo, we've seen in episode one, it's the hay fever planet, it's cool. It's pretty. I mean, we've been to Hoth, you know. Yeah. AT-ATs, lots of snow. The Wookiee planet, I swear, is every single time I ride that ride, is the Wookiee planet. And, I mean, no, it was in one of the movies. It was episode 3 they went to?
Yeah.
But, like, the Christmas special.
Episode Christmas special.
Christmas special. The first showing of Boba Fett. But, yeah. Excited for all the Star Wars things, and if this is any indication for what Star Wars Land is going to be like, it's going to be amazing, and I'm just going to cry. I'm just going to cry the whole time. I'll be so happy.
I know.
It's a dream come true.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And Vader's here.
And Vader's here. Look at his helmet. See, it fits better.
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing.
Yeah, I think it's
Yeah, this guy's rad. Oh, such ambiance.
Yep.
Oh, and he's doing the same thing. He's walking around pacing. See, it's a thing that he does. He paces. It gives him the authority.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's like, this floor, it's my floor.
This land is my land.
This land ain't your land.
Disneyland is your land. So... I know you can't talk
about
it.
Okay, who is this? Hold on.
Oh, there we go. Here's the new...
Cobra Commander. Okay. So she's not a Knight Sister, but she's a Sith Sister, they called her.
Stand right there.
Sith Sister. Because I guess Knight Sisters aren't canon anymore. I don't know. I haven't gone through and saw what Disney made canon or not.
What's canon, what's not canon?
Yeah, I have no idea.
We had a definitive answer. Here, read this book, and then read these 10 other books. And
I'm like, but Thrawn trilogy would be nice. No. No.
Nope.
About the courtship of Princess Leia? No.
So what do you guys think? Like, so obviously this season of The Force is going to end at some point, right?
Right.
So
never. It's right. Never going to end. It's always going to be a season of The Force. Season of The Force is forever.
Yeah.
Season of The Force is life. Within you. All right. It's always
season of The Force. It surrounds us, penetrates us, and binds us.
It's going to leave Tomorrowland, though, because let's not forget that this all takes place, you know, a long time ago, not in tomorrow. Anyway, what's going to leave Tomorrowland? And the big question is, what is the fate of Star Tours?
Yeah, I was thinking it would make sense if they moved it over there.
That's what I was thinking.
But that's an entire show building.
Well, I mean, it's just pretty much those pods.
Simulators.
Yeah, the simulator pods that they'd have to move over.
Oh, and all the stuff that's in the line.
Yeah, well, I mean, if anything, they could put a different simulator ride where that is and put in equal or the same over on the other side and just do something futuristic here.
Right.
That would be the same type of ride, but since it's a simulator, they can do different stuff.
Right, yeah, you can change it out.
It doesn't have to be Star Tours. But yeah, have another simulator ride because it'll take a small footprint and it would be just as cool. Like, maybe do a Marvel thing in there.
Well, there's a ride opening up in Hong Kong Disneyland that's an Iron Man attraction, which is apparently very similar to Star Tours. So I have heard, that rumors or rumblings that is what is going to happen to Star Tours.
That would make sense. That would make a lot of sense.
Apparently, they can't get the simulators out of the building. When they put them in there, they had to take the roof off of the building.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, that would be a big thing.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
And that was back, they put that in, what, 76? No, 78, I think.
86.
It was 86?
Yeah.
Star Tours was
86. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Star Tours.
Yeah, Star Tours is not that old.
No.
It's not from the 70s.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, let's also, if you really want to get nerdy here, Star Tours is after Episode 3. That's when it takes place. So it at least would have had to have come in after Return of the Jedi was released.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, just to say. But,
just a little bit of nerd for you.
Yeah.
But the Star Tours land, we haven't really talked about it on the show. They haven't really told us much. Just know that it's going to, in Disneyland, it's going to be they're taking away chunks of Frontierland.
Basically. Well, they're taking out the Big Thunder Ranch barbecue.
Right.
The petting zoo, I think.
Yeah, the petting zoo. Yeah.
The goats are going bye-bye. Yeah. The goats are going to turn into, I don't know, like Jawas or something.
Probably. That's what I would do with the goats, turn them into Jawas.
Yeah. That's how you get Jawas.
That's how you get Jawas. Okay, yeah. That's where Jawas come from.
Where do Jawas come from?
Goats.
Ask your mother. Yeah. Well, I know, the Fate of Tomorrowland.
Yeah, Tomorrowland needs something going on here. Now, you've talked a little bit about Marvel. I've heard rumors of some kind of Marvel addition to DCA.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you mean Pixar Land?
Huh?
Pixar Land over there?
Yeah, Pixar Land.
Oh, you mean the park? Yeah.
Yeah, I heard about that too. But I mean, it would make sense if they put it here because after Star Wars Land opens, they're going to close the Star Wars Launch Bay.
Right.
So they have the whole first floor that's just open.
Yeah.
That nothing's going to be there.
Right.
So if they turn that whole thing into either an attraction or, you know, something Marvel, and then they had the simulator that was Marvel, then that would be at least bringing something more Marvel into the park.
Yeah. But they have to think about it being futuristic, too, and sticking with the concept that Walt was going for. You know, how much do you want to not stick with that original formula that Walt set up? Or how much can we stick with it?
Yeah,
How much can Disney stick with it?
I feel like it's always a ticking time bomb, because when you try to do the quote-unquote future, because it always catches up.
The future is now, really. Technology and everything else is now. How far ahead do you need to look? Like, now we'd have to start looking at sci-fi books and other sci-fi worlds.
But, yeah, and we're talking about Star Wars. That's in the past.
Right, that's what
Which I
So
really
welcome to past lands.
Welcome to past lands. I think
yeah, maybe that's what they're going to name Star Wars Land. They're going to name it past lands.
Right. You're going to have to get into a ship and time travel back to galaxy far, far away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Excellent. So I guess we'll have to reconvene after you guys experienced Star Tours.
Star Tours. Welcome to the future of the past.
So we're going to... what did you get to eat there? You got some food there, Cupcake.
I did. The food's good. It is the Jedi Chicken Burger. I can't remember what it's called. Probably should have written it down.
Oh, my gosh.
And french fries. I'm sorry. But it is in a Han Solo carbonite box, which is the only reason why I got this.
That's a great lunch box.
Fries, but it's great. I don't think it closes either.
Well, you have to fudge with it.
Yeah. Oh, it
does
close.
That's how mine is.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm going to put my water in here. It's going to be my water box.
And speaking of food, if you get the TIE Fighter popcorn bucket, it does not come with popcorn.
No.
Just FYI.
Which is baloney.
That was a little nuts. It was $25, and we were very excited. Sarah bought it. We thought we were going to have some nice popcorn treat, and he handed it off, and then we kept looking, and the guy just kind of gave us a blank look as we were expecting popcorn to be in the bucket.
I would have said something and be like, does popcorn not come with this?
It was
very sad because I love popcorn. And
I don't, so I'm not sad, but yeah, I paid all that money. I want, 5 cents of popcorn in it. It's cool.
Yeah, there you go. Whatever. Damn you, popcorn people.
Yeah, so just be warned on that one.
Right.
I saw a picture of someone had a refrigerator of Han Solo and carbonate.
Yeah, I've seen that, too. It's made its way around the net. I really want it.
That's awesome.
I want it. I really just want Han Solo and carbonate.
Oh, you want that for real?
Yeah, like a big carbonite, like the thing to put on my wall.
Han Solo for real.
I don't want him in carbonite. No, yeah. If anybody would like to audition, be Han Solo to my Leia.
This is going out to people.
I know, right?
This is on a podcast we're talking here. So, yeah.
You will find her on Mouse Meat.
Oh, yeah, I was going to check that out,
Did you create a Mouse Meat profile?
No, I was thinking about it. I think it's $12 a month or something like that. And I just haven't made the commitment towards it because I don't live in Southern California. Thank you.
I don't think it's for Disneyland. I think it's just for anybody that likes Disney.
True, but I think it's more Disneyland centric.
Oriented?
Being here and meeting up in the parks kind of thing. I know that's not their aim, but I don't know. I was thinking about it. Being a single girl in the world.
Well, we'll have to revisit this on our Valentine's Day show.
Oh, there we go.
The horror story of your mouse mingle.
Right? Yeah, I know. I'm a little scared already. There's Darth Maul.
Darth Maul doing his little dance.
Whoa. Look at those moves.
Woohoo!
He's so pretty.
Yay! Oh, wow, they're battling.
Get her. Get her, Darth Maul.
No!
All right, we're going to wrap it up and we'll revisit.
We got distracted.
We got distracted by Darth Maul.
Star Tours, 1401, you are cleared for departure.
1401, that's us. We can't take off. The captain isn't on board.
Auto takeoff sequence initiated.
Excuse me, you don't seem to understand. I am not the captain. I am C-3PO.
1401, cleared for takeoff. Contact departure on frequency 429.
Wait! R2-D2, I am not programmed to fly these things. Now just turn us around this instant before we get into trouble. I knew it!
Prepare to be boarded, Captain.
I'm afraid there's been a terrible mistake. I am
sick. We know you have this rebel spy on board.
I've never seen that human before.
Work.
And you, at this instant, let's go! The transmission. BB-8, you're doing your mission. What mission? He says he has vital information to deliver and needs our help. Well, we're not going on your mission. It's bound to be dangerous. R2, we're not going. Good luck. Great! We're going!
Until the captain has opened the exit doors. You may then unlatch your safety restraints by pressing the release button on your left. Make sure you have all your personal belongings as you exit. Thank you for flying Star Tours. Goodbye.
So, Cupcake Terra has left us. She did not make it to the Star Tours adventure. So, I'm just myself here at Sarah Bunny singing to you. So,
love it!
That's your first initial thoughts on the new Star Tours seats.
Oh, it was pretty cool. I mean, you see, I don't know how much you want to get into it to spoil it, but you see the old with the new.
Yeah.
Which is kind of nice. I have to say, though, the B-88, to me, reminds me of, like, an 80s droid, like how he talks.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Thank you.
What I learned from that is droid's gonna do what droid's gonna do.
That's true. It was, I mean, like we said before, I didn't really know where we were, what we were doing, but...
Oh, yeah, but, I mean, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It was high-paced. It was not too different than kind of the original going through the ice meteor.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was high-paced and fun.
I thought it was cool because it really, bringing all the new characters really shows that they're really...
integral and part of the Star Wars universe now.
Yeah, and that they're, it's like for the next generation.
Yeah.
Like, kind of, it's taking over all the things, but just taking over the classic Star Tours that us Disney fans know and love. It's like... Here's the new Star Wars people, basically.
Yeah. It's good prep, I think.
Yeah. So it's cool. I mean, again, maybe after we see Force Awakens, the scenes will be cooler to us.
Yeah.
But they don't really give away anything in the movie either.
Oh,
which...
no, I wouldn't think so.
I mean,
a little scene like that.
Yeah.
It probably doesn't even happen in the movie.
Right.
It's Star Tours. It's expanded universe. It's cool.
Cool. So, I wonder, I don't know how long they're gonna that this is going to stay here, or if they're going to mix it back in, or when Star Tours The Avengers Continues coming back. Because it would be nice to have that back, because that the random element of it is always fun.
Well, when you wrote it before, was it the same ending as this one?
Yeah, it was the same exact thing. Oh, okay. Yeah. So I've written this now 3 times, and it's been the same exact thing. So there's no more randomness during the Seasons of the Force.
Well, I assume after a few weeks they might put it back in. Because, I mean, it is a lead-up to the actual movie.
Yeah,
getting people just hyped up and happy. And
maybe there's more Force Awakens scenes.
That'd be kind of cool. I mean, I would applaud them adding in more.
We'll see. So, final thoughts on Seasons of the Force.
Oh my god, I want to come back. It's so amazing.
It's a good final thought.
Oh my god, yes. I want to bring people, and it's going to be fun, and it's going to be amazing, and I want to do it, and I want to do it again, and again, and again, and again. Yeah, that's
a good final thought. And I don't think we've clearly stated this or not, in case people have picked up on it.
I want to do it again.
She wants to do it again. Now that you're a pretty huge Star Wars fan.
Oh, yes.
So this is very satisfying to you.
Very satisfying. Oh, my goodness.
Cool. I think it's fun. Before this, Tomorrowland didn't have too much really going on. And it's really brought a lot of life over to Tomorrowland here in Disneyland. So I don't know how long it's going to be here for, but come check it out at Disneyland. At Disney World, they don't have quite as much. They have the launch bay that just opened up, so they'll have the meet and greets and all the other stuff. And other than that, I guess they changed Star Tours. I'm not sure, but
well, I assume they'd add it in just as this. It would be easy enough just programming.
Yeah, I don't know. Sorry for not knowing that, but for listeners. they probably did it. But, yeah, there's definitely more stuff here in Disneyland. So if you're a Star Wars fan, come out to check out Seasons of the Force out here. And happy Star Wars Day, because this is being released on December 18th.
Happy Star Wars Day, and may the Force be with you.
Before we get out of here, I have an announcement to make about the show. You may have noticed that over the past few months, our schedule's been a little sporadic, and that's because of a lot of different factors, but it is time to rectify that issue. And as of right now, the podcast will be released every 2 weeks. That way, we're on schedule, everything is going to work, you know when to find us. Every 2 weeks, every other Friday, brand new Creepy Kingdom podcast. That may change. We may go back to weekly in the future. But just the schedules of everyone involved with the show, or everything just seems a little bit crazy. And so we decided this is the best way to make sure that we're here for you when you expect us to be there for you. That's the Creepy Kingdom way. If you would like to contact us here at the show, you could do so by emailing us at creepykingdom@gmail.com. If you'd like to check out any of our other podcasts, such as Roxy's World, Demon James the Podcast, and Curvy Cutie Chat, then you can just go to monstermoviemedia.com. And for show notes, videos, Creepy Disney cosplay, fan art, picks, links to all of our social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Google Plus, Tumblr, and Pinterest, then all you need to do is go to creepykingdom.com. And if you would like to support us here at Creepy Kingdom, the easiest way to do so is becoming a patron on Patreon by going to patreon.com/creepykingdom. Well, until next year,
keep it creepy.
I have to go now. It's midnight. Pleasant dreams.
pleasant dreams.
Ha 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 ha